The Night Shift, around Australia on the Triple M Network. Luke Boner. The Night Shift.
Now, while I was away on holidays, in fact, it was on the weekend, I had the pleasure of going to Riverstone and visiting Joe Ayoub and visiting his family and looking at how this fish grow, the Swift Grow fish fertilizer, is actually produced and manufactured. And it is absolutely brilliant. And I just wanted to get Joe quickly on the phone to talk about it. Joe, hello, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. How are you?
I know I said fish grow, but it's Swift Grow. I've been saying it for months now, Swift Grow. But your setup at Riverstone in Sydney's West is just absolutely phenomenal. I know you started breeding fish for consumption, but that's no longer the case. These fish are there for one reason, and that's to create poo, which is turned into the world's most environmentally friendly and effective fertilizer. I can't believe what you've done out there, and you've built it all yourself.
That's correct.
The filtration system is quite complex, but it has to be that way so that you keep out viruses and bugs and germs. Just explain that for my listeners.
We invest heavily in disease control. It's a sophisticated multi-stage filtration process which ensures all produce are disease-free, because it's important. It starts, we talk to a lot of farmers and a lot of mums and dads. It's important that our product is disease-free.
We've seen in the news just this weekend that there is a development of a virus called red spot in some of Queensland's rivers. I know you're across that. That's the sort of thing you need to avoid.
Correct. Red spot, also known as EUS, which was first reported in Japan in 1971. Since then, it's found in Papua New Guinea, Southeast Asia, Australia, and New Zealand, sadly, and also just recently in West Asia.
Yeah.
Now, if EUS itself doesn't kill the fish, it's a fungus, but secondary bacteria infection, it causes ulcers that kill the fish.
Yeah, and that can't happen at your place. Everything is just so sanitized. This filtration system that Joe has, folks, this is the Swift Grow founder, Joe. It is unbelievable. And I'm glad I saw it with my own eyes. And what about those people who just rolled up on the Saturday morning to go and buy fish, the Swift Grow?
That was funny.
That was very funny. People just rolled up in their car saying, yeah, I want to buy this fish fertilizer, Swift Grow. And I was out there and I said, hello. They didn't believe it was me. Nikki and I were visiting you on the weekend. Just explain your qualifications, because you are a scientist, correct?
That's true. I started with microbiology and then ventured into genetics engineering. And that's my background. And then I left it all behind and started Riverstone Fish Farm.
Yeah. And this fertilizer, folks, that you've heard me talk about is the most unbelievable thing. Without stunning us and blinding us with too much science, explain how it works.
You're talking about Swift Grow, correct?
Yeah.
Because as we discussed, there's a couple of other products. With Swift Grow is, we grow out the fish. We don't introduce any new fish, so our stocks are the same, which also protects us from disease. Then we harvest as you saw with yourself, it's all automated. We harvest the fish poo, the fish excrement from the water, and we store it. And as we need it, we pump it out, cure it, and collect the bacteria from the solution and bottle it and send it to people.
Now, there's a trick with Swift Grow. If you get some molasses, a tablespoon of molasses to maybe 2 litres of water, just dissolve it in warm water, keep it in a separate bottle. Do not put it in the Swift Grow, but put it in a separate bottle and then add a cap of that into your watering can when you're mixing down your Swift Grow. It gives it a bit of a turbocharge.
That's correct. What you are with the molasses, you're feeding the bacteria yourself instead of the plants through photosynthesis, producing sugar to feed the bacteria. When you introduce molasses, you're feeding the bacteria and the plant just grows day and night.
Yeah. Look, there's something else that Joe's got in the pipeline. We'll tell you more about this in a few days, maybe in a few weeks. It's a sanitizer. You put it on your hands or you spray it into your mask. It makes the mask 100% germ-proof. We're coming up with a name for this product. We'll launch it a little bit later on, but that's one hell of a product you got going there.
Thank you, Luke.
Yeah, you're a clever, clever man, Joe. It was absolutely fantastic meeting you and your family. God, you've got a beautiful family. And we look forward to getting together soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Kind words.
All
right,
Joe.
Thank you very much.
All right, Joe. Swift Grow. Now, swiftgrow.com.au. When you go on to swiftgrow.com.au, there is a phone number there, Joe?
Yes, there is.
Don't just turn up on a Saturday. Ring him first, okay? Let him know.
That's always advisable.
Okay, swiftgrow.com.au. There is a phone number there. If you look it up and you'll see it there, it is unbelievable. Get your soil ready for spring right now. Joe, take care, buddy. Nikki sends her love. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Luke. Thank you very much.